This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gopak. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that India is emerging as a power in the world today, and Tamil Nadu has played a big role in this. Addressing a rally in Vellore today, Modi said Tamil Nadu has made a huge contribution in taking India forward in the space sector. Modi said in the last 10 years, India has prepared the foundation for developed Bharat. Prime Minister said before 2014, our economy was weak and only scam-related news used to be there. He mentioned that Udaan scheme has improved the connectivity of the city. Modi was addressing a public meeting in Vellore to support two NDA partners, Pattali Makkal Kachi's Dharmapuri candidate Soumya Ambumani, and as well as the New Justice Party's Vellore candidate A.C. Shanmugam, who is contesting on the BJP symbol. Meanwhile, All India Anna Dravida Munnetra Kazhagam and Congress party leaders are holding rallies in different parts of the state for the support of their candidates. DMK leader and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin is in Thene to garner votes for the Indi alliance. Modi will hold a public meeting at Kanhan in Ramtek block of Nagpur district in Maharashtra this evening and campaign for Mahayuti candidates. Shiv Sena Shinde group candidate Raju Parve is contesting from Ramtek Lok Sabha constituency for the first time, while senior BJP leader and Union Minister Nitin Gadkari is contesting from Nagpur Lok Sabha seat for the third time. West Nagpur MLA Vikas Thakre is contesting against him. Shyam Parve is the candidate of Congress in Ramtek Lok Sabha constituency, and the Vanchit Bahujan Aghadi led by Prakash Ambedkar has announced its support for the Congress candidate in Ramtek. Meanwhile, Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati will address a public meeting tomorrow at Indora in North Nagpur. Bahujan Samaj Party has nominated Yogesh Lanjewar from Nagpur and Sandeep Meshram from Ramtek. A total of 26 candidates are in fray for Nagpur Lok Sabha constituency, and a total of 28 candidates are going to contest in Ramtek Lok Sabha constituency. President Draupadi Murmu has said that research and proficiency are crucial for increasing the popularity of homeopathy, and there is a need for authentic medical research to validate the effectiveness of homeopathy. President Murmu was speaking on the occasion of a two-day homeopathic symposium being held in New Delhi today to mark the World Homeopathy Day. President Murmu praised the global acceptance of homeopathy as an accessible treatment method and applauded various institutions. President also expressed confidence in healthcare professionals' efforts and said this would contribute to building a healthy and prosperous India. The two-day event, themed Empowering Research, Enhancing Proficiency, is being organized by the Central Council for Research in Homeopathy. 10 newly elected Rajya Sabha members today took oath. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar administered the oath to them at the Parliament House in New Delhi today. These include Mayank Bhai Jadev Bhai Nayak of BJP, Milind Murli Deora of Shiv Sena Shinde, Renuka Chaudhary of Congress, Ramji Lal Suman of Samajwadi Party, and Sagarika Ghosh of TMC. A Delhi court has dismissed an application moved by Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal seeking more time to meet his lawyers during his judicial custody. Special judge for CBI and ED cases Kaveri Baveja dismissed the application, saying there is no sufficient grounds to grant the relief. The ED had opposed Kejriwal's application, saying special privileges cannot be extended to him merely because he wants to run the government from inside the jail. The ED opposed Kejriwal's prayer for 5 meetings with his lawyers every week, saying it is against the jail manual. The court had on April 1 sent Kejriwal to judicial custody till April 15 in the money laundering case linked to the excise policy scam. 19 Indian fishermen who were freed from Sri Lankan prisons reached Chennai today. 21 fishermen from Ramanathapuram district went fishing on 2 boats on the 17th of March. Their boats are said to have trespassed into the international waters and were arrested by the Sri Lankan Navy. They were produced before the Jaffna court. One fisherman who was rearrested for trespassing was given 1 year imprisonment. Another fisherman was also given 6 months imprisonment by the court. The others were released and were handed over to the Indian High Commission authorities. All the 19 fishermen reached Chennai by flight. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.